Let's talk about inductions. An induction is the part of the hypnotherapy session in which you are inducing yourself into hypnosis. You're inducing the hypnotic state. It's what gets everything started. And it doesn't have to contain any positive programming. It's the part of the session which just gets you into trance. Positive programming will come later on in the script. But the induction's job is just to lull you into a hypnotic trance. The way you do that is by incorporating all of the senses and telling yourself a relaxing story. So, first of all, it's important to find out what you like to hear. If you like to hear about the beach, then you would use a beach induction. If you like to hear about the woods and you enjoy walking in the woods, then you would enjoy an induction that has to do with walking in the woods. If you enjoy the city, which some people find relaxing, believe it or not, then you would enjoy an induction that involves walking in the city. So, when you choose the induction for yourself, for your self-hypnosis recording, to program yourself for unlimited wealth, you want to choose a story. The induction is a story. Choose a story that you find relaxing. And the way you do that is just by thinking about what you find relaxing, the beach, the woods, walking in the city, or whatever it may be. So there are all sorts of inductions. I've even created inductions about floating in outer space or flying over the pyramids of Egypt. They don't necessarily have to conform to reality. It's just a story that you're telling that allows you to relax. The important thing is, however, that you do involve all of the senses or all of the senses that would pertain to your story. And the reason I say all of the senses that would pertain to your story is, for example, if you're walking in the woods, then maybe the sense of taste wouldn't pertain. Maybe there's nothing to eat on your walk in the woods, and that's okay. But there are things to hear. You can hear the crinkling of the leaves, perhaps, and some birds in the distance, and perhaps you can hear a gentle breeze blowing the trees. There are things to see. You can see the beautiful blue sky, the green leaves of the trees, the mountains in the distance. There are things to feel. You can feel the breeze on you. You can feel the temperature of the air. You can feel your clothing, and you can smell that unmistakable woodsy smell, that fresh mountain fragrance. But perhaps you didn't bring anything to eat in your story, and that's okay. So you don't have to involve the sense of taste. Only involve the senses that make sense in your induction. Now, the induction length really doesn't matter as long as it relaxes you. An induction can be as short as 5 minutes and as long as a half an hour. Anything shorter than 5 minutes might be a little too short to relax you. Anything longer than a half hour would be excessive and unnecessary. I recommend having your induction approximately 10 minutes long. Sometimes in my hypnosis recordings, I make the induction a little longer, but I'm certain to keep it a half hour or under. So, just to review, I recommend that when you record your induction on your recording, you make it approximately 10 minutes. And remember, use all of the senses that pertain to your induction. You may know that people tend to relate to one of their senses primarily. And when we look at the major senses, which are the sense of sight, the sense of sound, and the sense of touch or motion, we find that of these primary senses, people usually relate to one more than the others. So perhaps you're more of a visual person, meaning you relate to stories that have to do with things that you can see. Or maybe you're more of an auditory person. Maybe you relate to stories that have things that you can hear. Or perhaps you're more of a kinesthetic person, meaning maybe you relate to stories that talk about how you feel, meaning maybe you relate to stories that describe how the clothes on your body feel or how it feels to walk, to be in motion. Those are things that pertain to the kinesthetic sense, the sense of touch and the sense of motion. So, most people are primarily visual, auditory, or kinesthetic. It's going to be very helpful to you if you determine before you make your induction recording which sense you primarily relate to, visual, auditory, or kinesthetic. So, all you have to do is think about the last time you were at a movie. What did you really relate to? What you saw on the screen? The sound effects that you heard? Or what you perceived of the action? In other words, did you put yourself in the main character's shoes? Did you feel him or her running or moving or walking around? What did you relate to primarily? And when you answer that question, you know which sense you relate to primarily, which of the three primary senses you relate to mostly. And that's what you want to use mostly in your induction, not exclusively. I don't want you to exclude the other senses. And remember, we also have the olfactory sense, the sense of smell, and the gustatory sense, the sense of taste. So put in olfactory and gustatory where they fit in your induction. But they're probably not going to figure as prominently as the main three senses, visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. Something else I want you to realize about the induction is that it's a lot easier to go into hypnosis if you use a monotone voice. Have you ever been in a classroom lecture where you sort of start to doze off because the teacher is so boring? Many times, this is because the teacher is using a monotone voice, talking like this, instead of having variation in his or her voice. This can lull you into a hypnotic trance. So, since it's very powerful for this, how about using that to your advantage now? Let's practice. I want you to say, Mary had a little lamb, but I want you to say it just like I'm going to say it. Mary had a little lamb. Okay, so now that you know how I'm going to say it in my boring monotone voice, I want you to say it just like me. Here we go. Mary had a little lamb. Good. Now let's spread the words out even further. And let me say it first by myself. Just listen. Mary had a little lamb. Okay, so one more time. Mary had a little lamb. Okay, so now that you've heard it and you've heard me stretch out the words, you know how to do it. So let's do it together. Ready? Go. Mary had a little lamb. Good. One more time. Mary had a little lamb. Okay, so my voice becomes not as interesting then. I call it boring, but you know what I mean, relaxing. You want it to be relaxing, not exciting, not like I'm talking now. If you make your induction exciting, then what are you going to do? You're going to get yourself pumped up. And really, what you're going for is relaxation. Now, you can make recordings for yourself that do have the effect of pumping you up after you listen to them. But it's in the words, not in the way you say them. So keep that in mind. The power is in the words themselves, not the way you deliver them. So if, for example, you get to the script and you're programming yourself to be an exciting person and full of energy, you want to say it in a monotone voice. Keep it monotone. You can talk about how you're going to be an exciting and wonderful and amazing and full of energy person, but you want to keep it in a monotone voice. That's because you want yourself to remain in hypnosis. Okay, so that's something that's going to come in very helpful for you because your recordings are going to be more relaxing. Okay, the next thing I'm going to do with you is share with you part of an induction. And I'm going to share part of it because I want to break it down for you. I want to show you what's going on. I want you to see the anatomy of an induction. After that, I'm going to share with you some full-length inductions. But let me share with you this sample section of an induction first. Now, I'm not going to read it in my monotone voice because that would take a lot longer, and I want you to be able to learn as much as you can as quickly as you can. But realize that if I were doing an actual hypnosis session, I would read it in a monotone voice. Okay, here we go. This is the induction read in a normal voice tone, but realize, of course, that you would normally read it in a monotone voice very slowly. Now, I want you to make sure that you never listen to anything hypnotic, including what I'm about to read, while you're operating a motor vehicle, because it can have the effect of making you very relaxed. So if you're listening to this in a motor vehicle, stop now and listen to the rest later. Okay, here it is. All right now, I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose, inhaling very slowly, filling your lungs and stretching them out. That's right, hold it, open your mouth slightly, and exhale very slowly. And as you do, just feel your body relaxing, relaxing, relaxing. Good. Now, to help you relax, I want you to visualize yourself on a beautiful beach. It's your beach, and you are relaxed and safe, and you're walking along the beach. Feel the warm, soft sand on your feet. Feel the warmth of the sun relaxing every part of your body. Inhale the scent of the sea air. Feel the relaxing breeze blowing gently across your body as you walk slowly down to the water where the waves are making a relaxing sound. Okay, now let's break this down. I just read to you an induction. I just shared it with you. And by the way, when you make your own recordings, feel free to read. I've been doing this so long that I don't need to read anymore. I memorize what I'm going to say, but it's helpful if you read it. The reason is that you don't need to memorize it. If you're making a recording for yourself, there's no need to memorize it. No one's going to test you on it. You may as well read it. That way you know you're getting every word in there. And you're not thinking, what word is next? And kind of stumbling over words. You just read. That's all you do. In your monotone voice, of course. Very slowly. But let's break down what I just shared with you. Okay, it started with all right now. I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose, inhaling very slowly, filling your lungs and stretching them out. Okay, and then I had you hold it, open your mouth slightly, and exhale slowly. Why would I do all that? I almost always start hypnosis sessions with deep breathing because it's so relaxing. It's so relaxing when you just take a deep breath and hold it and exhale. And sometimes I'll have people do it 3 to 5 times, just a deep breath, holding it, and exhaling. It's so relaxing. It's used in yoga, it's used in meditation, and it's used in hypnosis. It's just something that is so very relaxing. Great way to start off any hypnosis session. And then I start with visualization. I say, I want you to visualize yourself on a beautiful beach right away. I'm putting you on the beach. Now, if you don't like the beach, I can respect that. That's fine. You can use a woods induction or an outer space induction or any other induction you want. Most people I've found do like the beach. But if you don't, that's fine. I'm going to share with you several inductions so you have a variety. Okay, then I say it's your beach, you're relaxed and safe, very important. You want to make sure that you are comfortable. And then I say you're walking along the beach, so I'm involving the kinesthetic sense, the sense of motion. It can also be the sense of feeling. And then I say feel the warm, soft sand on your feet, again the kinesthetic sense. Remember, it has to do with motion and feeling things on your body. And then I say feel the warmth of the sun relaxing every part of your body, again the kinesthetic sense. And then I say, inhale the scent of the sea air, the olfactory sense. Feel the relaxing breeze blowing gently across your body as you walk slowly down to the water where the waves are making a relaxing sound. The auditory sense. So I've got visual, kinesthetic, olfactory, and auditory, all in that very brief sample of an induction. Okay, so now that you understand how inductions work, I'm going to share with you a variety of inductions just so you can see how versatile inductions are. In other words, how many different scenarios you can create. There's no limit. You can create as many different scenarios as you want. This is just going to be a sample of some of them. This first induction is a beach induction. It has to do with a private island. Now remember, I'm going to share this with you in normal conversational tones and at a normal conversational pace. When you deliver an induction, in other words, when you record it for yourself, you will do it at a very slow pace and in a monotone voice. Now, one of the things I want you to realize about the inductions is that they don't specifically talk about wealth. The wealth part comes in the script. That's where you're programming yourself for wealth. The induction is just designed to relax you, as is the deepening after it, which we'll talk about in the next module. The script is where we talk specifically about wealth. So here is a complete beach induction. Now remember, anytime you listen to anything hypnotic, make sure you're not operating a motor vehicle. Even though I'm not going to share it with you in my slow hypnotic monotone voice, it's still a hypnotic induction and it could very well relax you. So make sure you don't listen to this in a moving vehicle. Okay, now close your eyes, let your entire body loosen. Now take 3 deep breaths on my call. Okay, breathe in, expand your lungs, filling them with air, that's good. Hold it here for a second and slowly press the air out. Get all of the air out of your lungs. Good. You're feeling more relaxed now. All right, now breathe in again. Air coming through your nose. Feel your chest rise. That's right. Really fill up your lungs. Now hold, open your mouth just a little bit. Relax your jaw and let out all the air. Slowly release. Feel your chest deflate back down. You're even more relaxed now. Okay, one more time. Breathe in slowly. Allow yourself time to fill your lungs. That's good. Now hold your breath and release through your mouth. You are now very relaxed. Your body is at ease, and so is your mind. Now, I want you to take a journey. This journey will involve your 5 senses and will relax you further. You find yourself on your own private island. You are on the beach. You notice that the island is small, seeing that the beach curves in either direction, surrounding a jungle. Look out at the water. Notice the colors of the water. Picture the clear water. Notice the reef just beyond the sand, and it causes the water to have 7 shades of blue and green. You see turquoise, light green, brilliant blue, sea foam green, and several other colors. You look up at the sky and notice how bright blue it is. There are several large clouds in the sky. They are big and white. You notice them moving slowly in the sky, and they change shapes. Watch the clouds as they transform in front of you. The water then distracts you. You notice about 100 yards in front of you, there is a barrier in the water. This barrier is protecting your island and causing the waves to break on it. Listen to your waves hit and break on the rocks. The sound is soothing, and you enjoy it. You take a few steps forward and walk into the water. It is completely calm here. The water is warm. Feel it against your legs. The water is soothing to your skin. This relaxes you and puts your mind at ease. You decide to get out of the water. You walk slowly across the beach and into the grove of palm trees. As you walk, a coconut falls from the palm tree just in front of you. You notice the coconut has a slight split in it, and you are able to easily open it, and you smell the coconut. It smells sweet, and this calms you. You then tilt the coconut and taste the coconut milk. It tastes clean and sweet. You leave the coconut behind and continue walking through the palm trees. As you walk, you admire the tall palms swaying in the breeze. You then look in front of you and notice there is a small clearing of trees. In between two trees is a hammock. You decide to lie in the hammock and rest. You climb in and make yourself very comfortable. The hammock sways you gently. As you lie here, you focus on relaxing your entire body. You start with your head. Relax the muscles in your face and your jaw. That's good. Moving down your neck and shoulders, you relax every muscle. Feel all tension release. Your arms, hands, and fingers lie loosely by your side as you sway in the hammock. Focus on relaxing your core, your lower back, your sides, your abdominal area. Now moving further down your body to your hips, and you relax those muscles. It feels so good to relax. Relax your knees, relax your calves and shins. Your legs are now completely relaxed. The relaxation moves down to your ankles, your feet, and your toes. All tension is gone from your feet. Your entire body is now very relaxed. Enjoy this relaxation. Now focus on relaxing your mind. You focus on relaxing further and enjoying swaying in the hammock. You enjoy this feeling of total relaxation of your body and mind.
Okay, so now you have a sample of an induction. That's a beach induction, very standard induction. It involves all of the senses. I even worked in their taste. Did you notice that? The gustatory sense, when you tasted the coconut, a lot of interesting things going on, yet nothing is jarring. Nothing is very exciting. There are no sharks in the water. There's nothing exciting going on. It's relaxing. It's beautiful. And it involves all of the senses. That's what the induction is. Okay, let me share with you another example. This is another complete induction. I'm going to share it again at a normal conversational pace and tone, but this is going to give you a little bit of variety. This is an induction that has to do with driving a car. Some people find driving very relaxing. And so this has to do with driving a car in California. And I created this induction when I had my office in Beverly Hills, and so many of my clients would talk about how they enjoy driving on the PCH, the Pacific Coast Highway. So I decided to develop an induction that had to do with that. I enjoyed it too, by the way. And here it is. As you sit in your comfortable chair, go ahead and close your eyes. Now, in order to relax, take 3 deep breaths in through your nose deeply and slowly. That's good. Hold it here and let it out through your mouth. Very good. Another deep breath in very slowly, filling your lungs to capacity, and relax your jaw and release your breath. You're feeling more relaxed and more at peace. 1 more breath in through your nose. Hold it and let it go. Very good. The deep breaths are a great technique to use when you want to relax or calm down. Your entire body and mind are now feeling good, and you are now, in your mind, going to take a trip in a car to put yourself at ease. Imagine that you are driving in a convertible. This convertible can be any color you want it to be. Perhaps it is your favorite color. The convertible has soft leather seats that are very comfortable to sit in. You touch the leather. It is the softest material you have ever touched. You sink into the cushy seats. You can imagine driving by yourself, or perhaps you have a companion. choice is yours. You are driving north in California. The Pacific Ocean is on your left, and the mountains are on your right. You are on the PCH. The road you are on is very curvy around the hills. You enjoy the turns. They relax you. Below, to your left, you see the water from the ocean slapping against the rocks on the coast. The water is dark blue and choppy, and you relax as you continue driving. You are enjoying your ride. It is so relaxing. You hear the sound of your engine. It purrs slightly and has a very soothing sound. You can hear the different sounds it makes when you press harder on the accelerator or touch the brake. You're on a sort of autopilot when you drive. It comes easy to you, and you find driving very relaxing. You look at the ocean again, and you can smell the salt in the air. The smell is so relaxing, so soothing. It smells fresh and clean. The air is untouched by smog and pollution. It feels good as you take a deep breath in, filling your lungs with the salty air. You continue to drive on the long, winding road. The surface of the road is very smooth. The lanes are wide. You are at peace and enjoying yourself. You take time to notice the scenery. The rolling hills to your right are beautiful. There is a lot of variation in the hills. Some are steep and some form plateaus. You look at the trees. They are tall and magnificent. You turn your eyes back to the road, and you realize that you have driven many miles, and you have many more miles to drive. You take a look up at the sky. You see big puffy clouds moving from your right to your left. They are moving fairly quickly. There seem to be big clouds with a few small ones. They change shape as they move, and you look for different shapes that you recognize in the clouds. And you decide to pull over off the road into a viewing area. You recline your seat and close your eyes. As you do this, you focus on relaxing every part of your body. You let your head drop on the headrest. Your muscles are relaxed. You let the muscles in your neck relax and the muscles in your shoulders loosen. As you do this, you allow your arms and hands to lie next to your body. You make sure your back is straight and you relax your vertebrae. You allow your abs and your sides to loosen and relax. You move on to your hips and your thighs. You relax those major muscles. It feels good to relax them after so many miles of sitting. You let your knees part just a little. They feel very loose and relaxed. You continue to lie in your car and relax. You are in a peaceful state of mind. You enjoy relaxing in your car. The soft leather feels nice against your skin. You continue to relax. Now, I want you to notice something about that induction, which is that I transitioned from driving to pulling off the road and relaxing in the car. So when you actually deliver that induction, realize that you're going to have to allow time for that transition. I'm just sharing it with you so you'll understand how an induction develops. But realize that when you're having someone breathe, give them time to breathe in and breathe out. And when they're doing something like pulling off the road, give them time to do that in their minds. And then it will make more sense to them in their hypnotic state. The next induction I'd like to share with you is a woods induction, walking in the woods in the winter. And here it is. You are at ease sitting in a comfortable place. You are free from distractions. Sit back and relax by taking 3 deep breaths. Inhale through your nose, very good, and exhale out through your mouth. Feel all tension begin to disappear. Another breath in, expanding your lungs, filling them with air. Hold it and release, letting all the air out of your lungs. Feel yourself relax. Finally, a deep breath in. That's right, hold it, and exhale, deflating your lungs. Excellent. And now you feel more relaxed. Now just sit back and let all tension in your mind and body disappear. Take a look around. You are in a wooded area, and it has snowed several feet. There is snow all around you on the ground and up on the tree branches. You have snowshoes on, and you can easily walk on the snow. As you walk, you hear the sound of the snowshoes crunching the snow beneath your feet. It is a consistent sound with your steps. As you hear the sound of the snow settling beneath your snowshoes, you become more at ease. You enjoy spending time by yourself with nature. The sight of a big snowfall amazes you. Almost everything you see is white. The ground and the sky are white. The only other color you see is the brown of the tree trunks. You take a deep breath in.
The air is filled with the slight scent of fire from the fireplaces and homes nearby. You picture people cozying up to a warm fire and drinking hot chocolate. You are quite warm in your wool coat and hat. You bend over and scoop up a palmful of snow. It feels powdery between your gloves, and you shake it off and watch the snow fall back to join the other snowflakes on the ground. As you look up, you notice some snowflakes falling from the trees. It is a very light snowfall. Occasionally, you see a large clump of snow fall from a tree. You feel safe on this walk through the woods. You enjoy being outside when the weather is like this. It is very calming and peaceful. As you enjoy your time in the woods, you hear the sound of branches settling from the weight of the snow. This, too, is a calming sound. You continue to walk in and out of many trees. There are thin, short trees, and there are tall, thick trees. As you walk, you notice something out of the corner of your eye. You turn your head, and you see a white rabbit jumping playfully through the snow. It jumps up and down with long strides. You are enjoying your time in the snowy woods. You find it very relaxing. As you walk, you focus on relaxing your body. You start with your head by relaxing your facial muscles. You open your mouth just a little to relax your jaw. You move your head from side to side to make sure all the muscles in your neck are free of tension. You pull your shoulders back and down. They feel good and relaxed. You straighten your back a little, and every muscle in your back becomes loose and light. Your abdomen and your sides are relaxed, and your body is feeling very good right now. You loosen the muscles in your torso and your thighs. These muscles are relaxed and easily allow you to walk through the snow. You stretch out your knees and calves with every step you take. They feel good. You feel wonderful and relaxed in the comfortable snowshoes you are wearing. It feels as though you are walking on clouds. Your feet and toes are completely relaxed. Your body is now very relaxed. And now you continue to relax.
So there you have an example of three different inductions. Those are complete inductions. I was sharing them with you rather quickly, but I'm so trained to speak in a monotone voice when I share inductions that I was keeping it fairly monotone. But you can make it even more monotone than that. You can even it out even more, and you can slow it down. Each of those inductions, if you read them in a slow, hypnotic, monotone voice, should be about 10 minutes long. Your pace would slow down. In other words, the last line I shared was, your body is now very relaxed, and now you continue to relax. In a hypnotic delivery, it would sound like this. Your body is now very relaxed, and now you continue to relax. So keep that in mind. Keep that delivery in mind. I'm going to provide you with all of these inductions and everything else I share with you, I'm going to provide for you. So you don't have to worry about taking notes or writing them down or typing them as I'm saying them or going back and getting every word, because I'm going to provide all of that for you. But it's important that you listen to the delivery and that you hear them all the way through so that you know what's in them. Join me in the next module as we take this a step further and you learn how to intensify a hypnotic state by using the deepening.